One, two, three, four.
Have you ever seen the wonder in the glimmer of your sight? As the eyes begin to open and the blindness meets the light.
If you have so say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. Blessed in living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. Have you ever seen the wonder in the year of second light? Have you come out of the waters with your love behind? If you have so say, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light. First in a living color, I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I see the world in grace, I see the world in gospel, I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in the wonder. The wonder in the wild, to the wilderness to wonder. Ooh, I say, I see the world in love. I see the world in freedom. I see the Jesus way. You're the wonder in the wild. I see the world your way, and I'm not ashamed to say so. I see the Jesus way, and I'm walking in the light. I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life, bursting in living color. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in light. Oh, I say, I see the world in grace. I see the world in gospel. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in the wonder. You're the wonder in the wild. Wonder. Oh, I say, I see the world in love. I see the world in freedom. I see the Jesus way. You're the wonder in the wild. To the wilderness to wonder. You're the wonder in the wild.
Guys, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks.
It's exciting to hear these new United songs, and this is really the first track on the record, man. It really sets just like a really powerful tone. And besides musically all that's going on, which there's a lot in this song that I absolutely love, but lyrically, this is such, to me, it's like such a hopeful song and a timely song, I think, just because of like all the things that we see going on in the world. That we have a choice to either look at it in all of a negative way, or there's a choice to say, hey, you know what? There's, even in the midst of like the sadness, like, there's God's doing incredible things. Yeah. And that's what it reminds me of when I hear this song. But Start with you, Joel. Talk a little bit about this song and just the ideas behind it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of set the tone for the whole. I mean, you just nailed it. I mean, we were thinking about. I think Christians can get so serious, like, and I live in the States now, so I feel like, oh, everyone's always so serious all the time. And the paradox of it is, we have the most serious message there is, but the call, I believe, like when I read the Bible, it fills me with joy. It fills me with a sense of wonder at what God is doing and what He's promised. And I think the great thing about faith and journey and story is that, you know, when we look back at what God's done in the past, like we have nothing else but to be grateful and to kind of live in that joy that we know we've found the confidence that God is doing what He said He's going to do. He always has up through all the time, and looking forward, that shouldn't change. And I think the real call for us here and now, and it's what we felt called this album really wanted to be, was just to kind of live in that childlike expectation and faith. Mm-hmm. And I got a 3.5-year-old son, you know, and the way he looks at the world and the way I think about him has taught me so much just about how God, I believe God looks at us. He's just full of imagination, and he'll listen to anything I say, like, and he believes me, and he's always up for a good time, always wants to play, always wants to explore. And I feel like that's how we're called to live as Christians. And I think if we lived that way, man, we'd set the greatest example for the world, because no one else has got anything to look to. And so I one of the thoughts I had was just, the song is kind of set up, there's two verses, and it's really, it talks about the two things that we're called to do as Christians, that is salvation. And so the first verse is just about our eyes being opened. And I think about, I don't know if you've ever seen those videos, you could Google one after this, but, you know, of people, I saw a video of a guy who'd been colorblind his whole life, and he was, you know, in his 60s, and he saw color for the first time, and just the way he started, I'm going to start crying now thinking about it, because he'd just never seen like that. And I think the Christian journey, like for us now, it's like, when we get saved, our eyes are open to the kingdom, to what God is doing, a different way of looking at the world, like you said. And the second verse is about baptism and that sense of leaving the old behind and coming up out of the waters. And I had an experience years ago where I actually pretty much drowned. I thought I was dying. It was actually really awesome. It was really peaceful. Wow. And then I didn't. And I remember being on the beach and kind of looking around afterwards and just being so grateful for things that I would just normally take for granted. And I think, you know, baptism is this idea of leaving death behind and stepping into, you know, the second life, the air of second life. And that's probably, I mean, that line kind of sums up the whole record to me. But have you ever seen the wonder in the air of second life, having come out of the waters with the old one left behind? Wow. And then the rest of the song, we wanted it to feel like this kind of, hey, like everyone who wants to be a part of this. So it's like an invitation. If you have, then so say, I see, and it's confession. I see the world, even if it looks bad, even if it looks terrible, there's something about confession that precedes belief even. And so something about, I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in life, bursting in living color. I see the world your way. And I'm walking in the light, and kind of just goes through all that stuff. And I love those words like grace and gospel and things like that. I'm not ashamed. It was just like, wanted to kind of have this just confession that is like reclaiming some of the real kind of things that we stand on and that we say we believe.
Yeah, and that chorus really for me turns into, that's what makes it the congregational song, because it's inviting everyone in, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, so I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait for us to, we did it live for the first time in the Middle East of all places, and it was just, it was wild. People just like, yeah, you know, so.
Well, and what a great example. I mean, I know you guys just got back from over there, and I mean, again, like, all of the tragedy and all the things that we read about that are happening there and see. But like, there's those seeds of hope and there's those stories that are beautiful that are happening. And you guys got to see a lot of that while you were there. I mean, what an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, Maddie, walk us through what you're playing. You're in capo 4?
Yep. Capo 4. I usually play in C or G kind of shapes or whatever. But we're in the KB. So it starts on the one. Have you ever seen the wonder in the air of second life? 4. If you're coming out the water, if the old left behind. 6. Back to the 4. If you have so say, I see the world in light. It's a 1. I see the world in wonder. see the world in life, bursting and living colorful. I see the world your way, and I'm walking in the world. That's the one. And then halfway through the chorus is, if you have so say, I see the world in life, I see the world in freedom, I see the world, yeah. I see the Jesus way, and I'm walking in the world. Goes back to the one.
Yeah.
And I'm walking in the world.
It's pretty simple. Yeah. It's like the most straightforward song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think we've kind of got three choruses. Like, there's three choruses that track the way out. And I think, again, it's, you can kind of do it any which way you want, you know. I like the journey of it. I like kind of talking about just the different aspects of faith. Like, God revealed himself in light. He revealed himself in grace. Which is the gospel. Mm. And then the last one, I think, is more about how we're called to live according to the Spirit. So there's kind of a gospel story pathway in there, you know. But
yeah, and Mikey did some great guitar lines.
Yeah. He did.
Guitar players will be happy.
There's some good old school stuff, man. It just feels like home, you know. Yeah. So it's like, it's really fun to play.
Yeah.
And tempo-wise as well, I mean, the interesting thing is we kind of do it in two tempos, which I think works. It's a bit of fun, but you can also, if you... You can speed it up. You can slow it down. I feel like it's the kind of song that can adapt to even a... I've imagined doing it as a worship song. Mm. And we haven't tried that yet, but I'm interested to see how it would go.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming by and sharing the song with us.
Thanks.
Yeah. I see the world in light. I see the world in wonder. I see the world in light.
More music at gospeljingle.com.